Grace, mercy, and peace be unto each of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from Mark chapter 6. I read for you again these words. When Jesus went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. So far the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus, the Good Shepherd and only Savior of the world. Have you ever been so busy that you haven't even had time to eat? Jesus and his disciples had just such a day. There was always more to do, more people to serve, more sheep to care for. And the Good Shepherd shows that he cares for his disciples and his sheep. Now, you've heard it before, and you probably know it much better than I do, that sheep need shepherds to care for them, to lead them to green pastures and beside still waters. Sheep need shepherds to guard and protect them from predators and danger, and to seek them when they're lost. Sheep need shepherds to bind up their wounds when they are attacked and injured. But when shepherds are unfaithful, they do great harm to the sheep and put them at great risk of destruction. Thus, those given the responsibility to shepherd God's flock of Israel had been unfaithful and had brought down God's judgment upon themselves, as we heard in today's Old Testament reading. God says, "I will attend to you for your evil deeds, declares the Lord." The kings, the priests, and the false prophets had led the people of God astray, away from him. They had turned them away from the one true God to worship false gods, and they had led their people to put their trust in princes rather than in God himself. Indeed, the shepherds had scattered the sheep and driven them away from their true shepherd. And yet, God never did abandon his flock. He promised, "I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will set shepherds over them who will care for them, and they shall fear no more nor be dismayed, neither shall any be missing." Did you hear that? God himself was going to take a hands-on approach to care for his flock. And so he sent his only begotten Son to be that shepherd. In today's gospel, he starts with his disciples. They had just returned from preaching and teaching, and they were so surrounded by people, they didn't even have time to eat. And so Jesus was going to lead them away for a time of rest and rejuvenation. They got into a boat, set out for a desolate, lonely place where they could spend some alone time with Jesus. But alas, the people knew them and saw them get into a boat. And so they ran on ahead and arrived before Jesus and the disciples did. And when Jesus sees the people who had come out to that desolate place, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And so they were. They were spiritually lost and they didn't have anyone to lead them to green pastures and beside still waters. They didn't have anyone to refresh their souls. Their leaders had abandoned them, had led them astray. The people were wandering around aimlessly in their spiritual life. They had no one to protect them from false teachers or to provide them true spiritual food. And now, Jesus, God with us in the flesh, had come to be with his people, his sheep. He was and is the good shepherd of his flock. But Jesus' compassion was no mere feeling of sympathy. Rather, it's a very active thing. Jesus' guts churned within him to the point that he did something. And what these people needed most was spiritual food. So Jesus fed them. He taught them many things. Now, what were these things? We're not told specifically here, but we can be sure that his words were a balm for wounded consciences and ravaged souls. We can be sure that he called them to repentance and to trust in him for life and salvation. He filled them with the very bread of life as he revealed his great love for them. And when it got later in the day, the disciples wanted to send the people away so they could get some food. And when they do, Jesus tells them, the disciples, to give them something to eat. As shepherds in training, these disciples too often tried to send people away from Jesus. But Jesus was all about teaching the disciples another way. When he asked them what they had, they replied, 5 loaves and 2 fish. They would learn that in Jesus' hands, that would be enough. And more than enough. So Jesus directs the people to sit down in groups on the green grass. How like the good shepherd that he is. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to set before the people. And he divided the 2 fish among them all. And they all ate and were satisfied. Jesus had fed their souls and now he fed their bodies too. And what an amazing thing this was. 5 loaves, 2 fish. And Jesus fed them and they were satisfied. And we find out at the very end of the passage that that group was 5,000 men, not even counting or mentioning any women and children that were there as well. Beloved, we too are often like sheep. We who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. He is our good shepherd. He brought us into his flock as our parents, our first earthly shepherds, brought us to the font where our sins were washed away and we were made lambs of God's flock. And having Christ as our shepherd, he nourishes us, refreshes us, refreshes our souls, and with his word and sacraments, he forgives our sins. As we come to this place for rest, having followed Jesus from all the towns, we hear his word read and proclaimed by his under shepherd. We eat and drink his very body and blood, which was given and shed for us on the cross. When he gave up his life for us, he showed the depth of his compassion. He knew that we could never save ourselves, even if we wanted to. And so he took upon himself the sins of the whole world, including all of yours, and suffered the punishment we all deserve. He gave himself as the sacrificial Lamb of God to shed his holy blood and to die on the altar of the cross. What love! What compassion! And in his grace and mercy, he continues to call men to be his under-shepherds, to distribute his gifts, to tend his sheep. No, he does not call them directly as he did the apostles. Rather, he calls them through his church. Having been trained in his word, they are sent out to serve the people of God with that word and to deliver it, both law and gospel, to his people. He sends them out to warn them of various dangers and to guard them from false and pernicious doctrine. He sends them to shepherd his flock in his stead and at his command, and to feed them with the bread of life himself. So after a hard week of living out in the world, under constant attack by the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh, we come here to our Savior for rest. After all, didn't he tell us, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest"? And isn't that what we're doing here? Aren't we resting from the cares and concerns of the world? Don't we need forgiveness for our many sins, especially those times when we wandered off and did what we pleased? Well, of course we do. And he provides us the very rest that we need as he restores our souls with his gracious word of forgiveness and peace with God. But we don't get to stay and rest here forever. In fact, the time of rest may seem too short. Yet, we have to go back to work. The purpose of rest is to refresh and rejuvenate us so that we can go out and live in the world doing what God has given us to do. The rest that Christ gives is to enable us to serve others as we are able. He serves us with the gospel of forgiveness so we can go from here recharged to show compassion toward others. We are assured of his presence because he has said that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And so when we face the world, when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we won't be afraid. And when our days on earth have come to an end, we are assured that he will lead us to everlasting rest, where we will live in the house of the Lord forever. And being fed by our Lord, we eat and are satisfied. God grant us faithful under shepherds to lead us in the way of truth, to lead us to green pastures and beside the still waters of the forgiveness of sins, to guard and protect us from danger and the attacks of our enemies, to bind up our wounds, and to lead us to rest in Christ now and forever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.